going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Final day. Hate it or love it. We have the final numbers on Armon Membu, who the Patriots did not select. Fans would have preferred Will Campbell, as the results tell us here today. But basically, we did this series for exactly what came to fruition. Can you pull up the Greg Hill Show poll numbers, Keith?
Of course.
I'm just finalizing the Membu vote goes final in 1 minute. It's going to be about 75% hate that pick. But basically, we did this just to see where the fan base was at on all these players. So, for instance, the player that Patriots fans wanted the most out of the nine we threw out there was Abdul Carter. 92% would have loved Abdul Carter at pick four. He didn't fall there. So you would have loved it. Patriots couldn't have done it unless you wanted them to move up. So fine. The second player they would have loved the most, Travis Hunter, 84% would have loved. But they would have had to move up to two, just like the Jaguars eventually did last night. Maybe you think that's worth it. Maybe not. We can revisit. There were two players Patriots fans would have preferred to Will Campbell, who when we asked them back on April 16th, 56% hated the idea of Will Campbell at four.
Right.
They would have preferred Jenty, and they would have preferred Tyler Warren. Slightly less hate. It was skewed on the wrong side of 50%.
Right.
49% love for Jenty, 46% love for Tyler Warren, and then Will Campbell. And then the results today, I just saw them flash on Twitch real quick. Twitch.tv/BostonWEI. What is it?
As of right now, and you can still vote at The Greg Hill Show. 83% of the votes love the Will Campbell pick.
Now, I think we're convincing some people.
I loved it.
That number has dropped a little bit.
Has it?
That number, it was like 86% when we showed up to work today. So I think we're doing
overnight.
We're doing,
people loved it.
Yeoman's work, chipping it away down to 83%.
They loved it.
So people were still asleep, and then the haters woke back up.
There you go.
And they started voting again.
Now, in fairness,
the haters slept in?
They slept in.
That was a Greg Hill Show poll.
Yeah.
So it's different audiences. Maybe it's a tainted sample here,
true,
Keith.
Although Wiggy was very anti-drafting an offensive lineman at all. So if there,
Wiggy,
so there were part of and that show, and Shime obviously wasn't wild.
That's
about
kind
it.
Of an evergreen take for Wiggy. He thinks you should not really draft offensive linemen ever.
Only ever draft tight ends
in any draft.
Tight ends, because they do everything.
Yeah,
they block, they catch, they can throw.
They're offensive linemen who also catch. Is basically what a tight end is.
Wide receivers who block.
Yeah,
that is quite a switch. But I'm not surprised. It's also why we even did the exercise.
Yeah,
because we kind of knew. Okay, it was going to be something like that.
You thought it would go from 56% hate to 83% love?
Yeah.
Okay, I did. That's
I mean, maybe not the specific numbers, but I thought there would be a massive spike.
I didn't think it would be that much. I expected more. I expected more out of Patriots.
People
fans
love it. Because also, I think part of it is the hope of Carter or Hunter. And that was proven out by those polls, too, and those numbers, and how much people really liked those players. And once they weren't, it's not like you drafted Campbell ahead of one of those two. Then I think the hate number would have been a lot higher. But the only two players that people really, really liked weren't even there. So then at that point, you're like, oh, okay, I guess. And that's why when we did it, I said, love Will Campbell. And the reason why I said love Will Campbell is like, I said, I don't think they're going to pass up on Carter or Hunter. And if they do, I have the right to, you know, change my mind and then really, really hate it. But if, you know, the consensus top three were off the board, I'll take it.
The one player I wish we asked about in retrospect was Banks. He was a late riser.
Oh, yeah.
He wound up going in the top, where'd he go, 9 to the Saints, I believe?
Yeah, but we did have Membu on there, right?
No, we did.
And nobody wants him.
And fans prefer Campbell to Membu. Yeah. 75%, poll just went final from yesterday, 75% hate for Membu.
But
so they do prefer Campbell to him.
This season and the next two seasons, the four players to watch as we kind of compare them to Campbell are two linemen, the two next linemen that went, and then Gentine Warren. And sort of see like what kind of careers, or early careers that those guys have, and we'll say, all right, was this the right pick or not?
Meanwhile, I like this text, 617-779-7937. Guys, I've been hearing almost daily for 2 years. Well, some of that wasn't Keith and I.
No, can't blame us.
But almost for 2 years about how the Patriots need a tackle, and they finally take a good one, and New England fans bitch. Only in New England, LOL. Well, that's the crux of the whole thing. If they got a no-brainer tackle, I don't think people would be bitching.
No, now you got to wait and see. I'm hopeful that he's a good left tackle, but there's a big debate on whether or not he's even a tackle, let alone a good one.
Right. So let's say he is. You brought this up earlier. I think it's the perfect analogy. Let's say he's Nate Solder. That is a good, not great left tackle. Did Solder ever make a Pro Bowl?
I don't think so.
My guess, off the top of my head, he was
a pretty consistent starter, and then got a payday with the Giants.
And Solder, you know, physically is a much different frame than Will Campbell. But let's say he has that type of career where he is a high level tackle, maybe not a Pro Bowler, but a high-level tackle for his career. That's a good pick. And we'll all say that's a good pick, and we'll say, you know what? We didn't think he was a tackle. Turns out he was a tackle. We were wrong.
Yep.
But what people are pushing back on is that he might not be a good tackle. He might be a guard. And if he's a guard, that changes the equation massively because you still need a left tackle.
Yes, 7 years with the Patriots, 3 years with the Giants, had 143 career starts, no Pro Bowls, a couple Super Bowls. But a consistent throw him out there starting left tackle, not a liability.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bust of a pick at four.
Especially now, in the 2025 draft.
Right, we might look at it and be like, I wish they took Genty. Maybe Membu's better. Like, we may look at it and say there was a better player taken after.
Yeah.
But that would not, if he has a Nate Solder level of career, it's not a bust. It would be a good, solid pick.
Yeah, it's almost like Ty Warren, for example. Like, when the Patriots drafted Ty Warren, he's not as good as Richard Seymour, who's in the Hall of Fame, or Vince Wilfork, who is like just outside the Hall of Fame.
Team Hall of Famer type.
Yeah. But you're like, good. Like, he was good. He was good on those teams, and he helped you. And you're not going through the draft and be like, all right, who was picked after Ty Warren? Like, yeah, there was probably guys better than him, but like, that was a good pick. Like, you felt good about that. And that's why in the early going of the Belichick era, it was his first rounders hit, and like, that counts. And so this is the first one in the Mike Vrabel era. So this is a pretty big one.
617-779-7937. You can jump in line. A lot of you waiting patiently, I promise. We'll get to you coming up, and we'll reset some of our leadoff thoughts on Will Campbell as the number four pick to the New England Patriots. We have thoughts on who we want the Pats to take at pick 38 tonight. Moving forward, all that comes your way next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series. where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.